Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you, live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Trend On, featuring guest interviews and current trends from businesses to entertainment to lifestyle topics. And here's your host, the engaging Tamara Lee.
Good morning. Welcome to Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you. I am your host, Tamara Lee, founder of Tamara Lee LLC, a communications expertise company meeting the needs of clients on multiple communication platforms from website, mobile, social, content, writing, blogging, cultural, and image and style consulting. And you can find me at TamaraLeeLLC.com. That's TamaraLeeGhLLC.com. And I want to thank you for joining us this morning as we trend on employee retention and recruitment with a headhunter guru, Jeff Cortes. And Jeff is a dynamic speaker, author, and we are going to talk all things about how to keep your best employees and how to find them and work on that fit and expertise for your company. So Jeff has just a wealth of knowledge. We will get to him in a minute after we have a shout-out to our other sponsors from my co-host and producer, Heidi Feimster.
We'd like to thank Mediavine Marketing, simplifying social media for successful businesses and professionals through training, consulting, and management. Mediavine Marketing, minimizing your efforts and maximizing your results. We'd also like to thank ZipBoss.com, a professional business cloud built and maintained by Metasoft, Inc. ZipBoss, create, market, succeed, where powerful websites are born. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you, Heidi. And I should also say that Tamara Lee's Trend On is one of several shows in the lineup on the Linked Local Network. So you can check out all of those shows as well on the LinkLocalNetwork.com website. Linked Local Network is a networking organization for professionals who utilize social media to promote their businesses and accomplish their goals with a strong local, national, and international following. So you can link locally and connect globally at LinkLocalNetwork.com. And I should also mention that you can find today's show link as well as our past Tamara Lee's Trend On shows and blog posts both on my website, TamaraLeeLLC.com, as well as on the Linked Local Network website under radio shows. So look for Tamara Lee's Trend On the LinkedLocalNetwork.com website as well. And as we celebrated Veterans Day yesterday, I would also just like to give a shout-out to our past Trend On guests, the Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, located down in Racine. Again, as we head into winter, check out their website, get in touch with either me or them. They have a Facebook page. Do what we can do to practically help our vets assimilate back into civilian life. Veterans Outreach is just a great organization. You can listen to our show where I talked with them a couple weeks ago about their mission and how they are helping vets by physically the actual practical things that vets need help with, mattresses, furniture, clothes, all of that. So just doing a great work on behalf of our veterans. So we want to thank them and thank our veterans. Little day after trending. We're trending a day late, but, you know, it's all worth a shout-out. And then, of course, with our Green Bay Packers, we had our guest last week, Jim Rice, author of 92-Year Rivalry. So you can check out that show in our video on YouTube called Tamara Lee's Trend On, 92 Years of the Packer-Bears Rivalry with author Jim Rice. And the Packers have now closed the gap, and they are just two games away from taking the lead in that 92-year history rivalry. So lots of good information on that, so check out our video on YouTube as well, just a few of the highlights from our past Tamara Lee's Trend On shows. And now, so we can get to our new content and adding just to that wealth of Tamara Lee Trend On shows, we would like to engage our audience to trend on Jeff Cortes. He is a recruitment, engagement, development, and retention expert in the area of headhunting. So good morning, Jeff. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm happier that if for those who follow Tamara Lee's Trend On, they know that I am all about the weather, the weather and the Packers and fashion. So So yesterday when the snow was flying, I was like, oh, my gosh, I hate winter. And now today it's sunny, so even though it's cold, it's like, okay, it's sunny. I can deal with that.
Yeah, it's definitely better than snow.
Yeah, yeah. So how about you? How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited to be on and looking forward to answering any questions that you have and educating the office, the audience on this very timely topic.
Yes, well, it is, and that's why I was excited to have you, because we're all about trending on what's timely and topical. And as we head into the end of the year and then the start of the new year, people kind of, you know, it seems like kind of coast through the holidays, get to the end of the year, or and then look to really starting job changes, employee changes with the launch of the new year. So I thought you would be very timely. So we're going to talk through some of your different areas of expertise, and to use a Wisconsin analogy, we don't want to give away all your milk without people having to buy your cow. But however, we do want to give our audience a taste for who you are and what you do, and maybe that will whet some appetites to hire you as either a speaker, as you are, or buy your books as the author that you are, and then maybe work with you on your expertise in employee recruitment and retention. So let's start by a little bit about your background and how you got into your niche expertise here.
Well, I spent 25 years in human resource leadership roles in a variety of different organizations and ultimately got to the point where I tell people after three downsizing, a strike, and a corporate buyout, I decided it was time to start my own firm. And I focused on becoming a headhunter because I had felt that some of the headhunters that I dealt with over the years were not up to the standard that I liked, and I said I was going to do it differently. And so I, with that intent in mind, I started my own executive search firm.
And I think that's often how we find ourselves in different career paths. It takes turns and maybe detours that we didn't plan on, but often that leads us down a better path. So one of the questions I had about that recruitment, how does the recruitment process, how do you go about that in being hired by the recruiters to find the recruiters? Just give us a little bit of general knowledge of how that function works.
I like to tell people that what I do in my business is I find people for jobs, not jobs for people, because what will happen is I will get a call from one of my clients saying we're looking for a plant manager, for instance, and I'll work with them to develop the specifications for that particular role, understand the culture of the organization, and then myself and my staff, we will go out and we will look for someone that meets the specifications that the client has, find that person, and I tell people in most cases we will hire people who are currently working, and we'll go in and we'll steal them out of an organization. We'll entice them with the opportunity we have, because I like to think that my client base is one of eight clients that people would like to work for. And we will entice them out of that organization, take them through the interview process and salary negotiation and all those things, and ultimately put them in an organization to help them meet their talent needs.
So that's kind of where your military background comes in, with that stealth operation of seeking
yeah.
out. And,
As you and I talked, I have a unique background, and I was an interrogator in the United States Army, and I tell people, well, yeah, I learned how to ask questions, and that clearly is a real plus when you start talking about interviewing the number of candidates that I interview in order to find talent for my clients.
Well, and paired with that is someone who also professionally asks questions to people on a regular basis. I've learned it's equally important and necessary that the two go hand in hand of listening for what the answers are and then being able to sort through that, which is one of the things that you talk about in your speaking engagements and on your website, of the importance important components of fit and visibility. And I was impressed as I watched your YouTube video on your website. So for our audience, just to give a shout-out for your website, to go check that out and check out your YouTube, because your acumen about women's fashion, you just, like, you know, you had me at Steve Madden.
Well, I tell people I have I have both a daughter who is, thank goodness, is now off the payroll because she's married, and a wife who both love shoes, and as a result, I relate to my audiences when I speak about how hiring people is like finding the right size shoe for the right size foot. And if the two don't match, then ultimately you don't have success in the position with that organization, and or if it's a pair of shoes, you can't wear the pair of shoes, and they sit in the closet and go to waste. So I use that analogy to talk to people about fit, because fit is probably the most important determiner of success in any particular job, and the fit not only is it important from a performance standpoint, but it's also important from a retention standpoint, because if the fit isn't there, ultimately the individual either leaves or the company ends up letting that individual go because the fit isn't there. So that's where the recruitment and retention expertise that I have dovetail together, because I do emphasize fit in a lot of cases.
Well, you certainly reached half of your audience, the female species, when you use the shoe analogy, because I don't know a woman out there who hasn't bought a pair of shoes thinking they would be perfect for something and then never wears them again. So you're spot on that analogy. So why do you think that being the most important component of the hiring process, why do employers miss the mark on that? Or even employees, when they're interviewing, maybe don't understand that importance.
I think what happens is organizations, in many cases, the interviewers that they have are not very experienced, because people only interview when they have openings, which unless it's an HR person, that's their expertise. They're not professional interviewers, and as a result, they're not able to determine if somebody is a good fit. And you combine that with the fact that when somebody wants the job and they're asked a question, I tell my audiences when I'm talking to them about retention is, people are going to tell you what they think you want to hear because they want the job. And that's not ultimately the right thing for either the candidate or the employer, because then, again, the person gets in the job and you end up having a failure because they're not a good fit. But I think it's quality of the interviewers and a desire of the candidate to get the job that really causes the problem.
You know, there. For me, I thought, oh, that's bad news for me, because I tend to do very well in an interview because I'm used to talking to people. But I might fall short on that psychometric testing that's become more sophisticated, as you say. So how does that help improve that process to have a better outcome?
Well, psychometric testing is basically online personality assessment. And I am a huge advocate of them, because the psychometric testing instruments have gotten so sophisticated and are so accurate that they can give insight to the employer as to what is the personality of that individual and will they fit into the personality of the organization. And it's hard for an individual to manipulate these instruments, because they have gotten so sophisticated, and I use one particular instrument that actually has a scale that will flag the assessment if someone is attempting to manipulate the instrument. The tools are that good, and what it does is basically, they've gotten very sophisticated and very cost effective, And so what it does is gives you an insight into someone's personality before they get hired, because it usually takes 6 months to a year to truly get to know that individual. Well, by then it's too late. Whereas this way, you get that information, you have it up front, and you combine it with your interview process, and you've enhanced your ability to assess for fit.
It used to be that, you know, you could get away with as much as you could get away with and then go to confession and say you were sorry for it, but now, like, God is everywhere on the Internet.
Well, that's true, and you know, you can learn a lot about people, you know, through the Internet, but I still, in that respect, I'm old school. I rely on a good interview process and the use of psychometric testing instruments as a way to really get fit, because you know, sometimes people, I guess I'll say stupid things when, you know, they talk about tweets and things like that, but they're better behaved at work. How's that?
Yeah, well, and I was going to ask, you know, how has the recruitment process changed with the global market and with technology? But that's a case in point with the psychometric testing of how technology has impacted that hiring process. So, but yet, would it be true that it's not necessarily that person, like, I would think people, the employee side of it, they would tend to internalize it and think they're a failure or a bad person, but that's not the objective necessarily. It's that within an organization, that person might fit better in a different role than necessarily the one that they've been slotted in. Is that an appropriate use, or...
You're absolutely correct. I, one of the things that I do when I'm interviewing and looking at candidates for my clients, I'm very frank with the individual who is going to take the psychometric testing instrument about the fact that they need to be themselves, because the last thing they want, because again, most of the people I recruit are working, and I tell them the last thing they want is to leave a good job, go to an organization where they're not a good fit, and be a flop. So I tell them, be yourself, because if you're not a good fit, you're not a good fit. And I emphasize that. It's not a right or wrong. It's just a question of fit for that particular organization. And everybody is a fit for some organization. I tell people, it's like marriage. There's somebody out there for everybody. You know, you may not have found them yet, but there is somebody out there for everybody. And the same thing with positions.
Oh, girl, that's a good thing. And somewhat unemployed. So it's a matter of keep looking.
Yeah, when people are unemployed, they try to force a fit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like dating. You don't get to know the individual until you get married to them, and then you find out the real all the chinks in the armor, so to speak.
Isn't that true? So, but there's things that you touch on, just like the introvert versus extrovert, team player versus loner.
Yeah, exactly. And again, depending on what the organization is looking for in the role and the culture of the organization, you match those two up. And again, combined with the interview process, you can have a pretty accurate assessment of who that individual is and whether or not they're going to fit within the organization. And that's a huge driver in retention, because if somebody doesn't fit, you will in all likelihood lose them within the first year.
Right, and that's a good segue into then your retention development of there's a few talking points you have on retaining good employees and cultivating up a work culture that people feel secure in, that the retention isn't there, because I would imagine turnover costs companies
huge dollars.
Like, yeah, I was just saying, I'm like, my brain's thinking, how do you ascribe a value to that? But you can't really. But other than that, it's a big cost when you can't retain your employees.
Well, studies have shown that you can assume at a minimum a third of the cost of someone's annual salary is what it costs you if you lose someone. So, you know, if you have a $90,000 person and you lose them, it in essence has cost you $30,000. And
okay.
So when you and that's a conservative estimate that has come out from a multitude of studies. I've heard it go as high as even 1.5 times the salary when you start talking about ill will with customers, loss of productivity, loss of quality. All those things get factored in addition to the hard costs of having to look for somebody and find a replacement. So retention costs organizations money, so you want to make sure that you're doing the things you need to do in order to retain talent, because if you don't, well, then as I tell people, then you're going to be employing me more as a headhunter and having to pay my fee.
Yeah.
So it's better to retain your talent than it is to constantly be recruiting new talent.
Well, I know that just from a little bit of my background with cultural adjustment and training, which really a new organization is going through that same cultural adjustment process to that new thing. But when companies or organizations send employees overseas, particularly if they don't do their due diligence on the front end with that cultural adjustment and training, they oftentimes end up losing because the employee can't make the cultural adjustment and ends up aborting the mission, so to speak, and dollars are lost and time and resources and all that. So I would think the same would be true on your end. So what have you found on one of your books is called Employee Retention Fundamentals, No-Nonsense Strategies to Retain Your Best People. So what are some of those no-nonsense strategies?
Well, one of the ones that I do for organizations and associations all over the country is called Give Your Employees Crap and Seven Other Secrets to Employee Retention. And CRAP, C-R-A-P, stands for something. That's caring, respect, appreciation, and praise. And organizations that I love giving this to groups and saying, you got to give your people a lot of crap, and they remember that. But if you do that, in addition to the seven other secrets that I have out there for employee retention, that I've learned over the years and developed and put into a process, you will retain talent, and I'm speaking of retaining talent even in industries where you have high turnover. It could be, you know, group homes, it could be hospice care. You see a lot of turnover. If you do the right things, you can significantly reduce your turnover, which creates a competitive advantage for the organization over the people they compete against.
So, explain that a little bit more. How does that play out then?
Well, for instance, one of my clients was, because of the nature of what they do, industry standard for turnover was 60%. And so you can imagine losing 60% of your employees every year. Well, we worked together and we used my crap and seven other secrets, and what we were able to do is, in the space of a year, we took the organization from 60% turnover down to 40%. And that may not sound, people would still say 40%, that's horrible.
Right.
But compared to the industry, that gives them a huge advantage because they're not spending all this money to recruit, train, bring people up to speed, all those factors that cost you money. They're not doing those things when their competitor is.
Right. Okay. So
that's
that,
where retention
and
can
that
save money.
And that 8% spread would make a difference there. So as we are running out of time quickly here, what is your other book? Which came first, the Employee Retention or the Welcome to Dodge?
The Employee Retention one came first because I felt like there was a true need for that out in the marketplace. And then Welcome to Dodge was more of a fun book to write because it's a compilation of vignettes that of things that happened, stories that happened to me over my 25-year career, and because of the nature of the environments I worked in, there's some pretty bizarre stories, and it was fun to write. And then what I did was, as part of that, I wrote the leadership lessons that I learned as a result of each one of the. I'll say at the time they were in stories. at the time, each one of the events took place.
That sounds fun. It's like between being a recruiter in your career and a parent, it's like nothing in life surprises you anymore, I bet.
About the time, I think nothing's going to surprise me. Something does, yeah. But that is one of the advantages of age, is the more you've seen, the less you are surprised by things, certainly.
Yeah. Maybe still marvel at it, but not too surprised. But and then you also are hired as you do keynote speaking, breakout, and in-depth workshops. So if someone wanted to find out more about you or...
If someone wanted to find out more about me, they can go to my website, which is jeffcortis.com, and that's J-E-F-F-K-O-R-T-E-S. Again, that's K-O-R-T-E-S, so it's jeffcortis.com. And I do, as you said, I do keynote speaking, I do breakout sessions, and I do workshops, all focused on employee retention.
Okay, well, I was very impressed by your video, as I said on there. It was very engaging. So you are right on there for engaging audiences to trend on you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
To apply a tagline to you.
Yes.
So just a wealth of information. And again, as I said, people, you know, heading into the holidays, we kind of maybe a little bit coast. Gone cruise control, but certainly by the first of the year and the start of Q1 in 2015, people are looking to what kind of changes job-wise. Do you know what kind of maybe percentage of it is of people who look to part of their New Year's business job change? Or?
Well, I tell my retention audiences, I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, and the economy wasn't quite as good as it is now, but 2 years ago, 6 out of 10 people said that if the economy was better, they'd be looking for another job. So,
Wow. Yeah,
I mean, it's scary. It's scary for companies when you hear a number like that. That's why you've got to get your retention strategy in place, and because otherwise you're going to be in trouble, because a lot of people have held steady in their jobs because the economy hasn't been that good and they're not willing to stick their neck out. You're going to see that change, I think you're absolutely right. You're going to see some of that change after the first of the year and going forward as the economy continues to improve.
Yeah, I would think, too, you could apply that on a personal level and say probably 6 out of 10 married people say that if the economy were better, they'd be looking for a new partner.
Looking for another spouse. Well, with the divorce rate around 50%, those numbers are pretty right on.
Yeah, we all want the economy better. It's just better all the way around for happiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your energy and expertise and enthusiasm for what you do. All great stuff. And again, I invite our audience to check out your website and your videos and all your blogs and good stuff on your jeffcortis.com website. And thank you for your time this morning. And very fun, very delightful and informative. So.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. All right. And then as we wrap up here on Tamerlee's Trend On, of course, I always do a Tamerlee's Trend On fashion. So speaking of fit, we know I have often talked about how, especially for men, getting that right fit for your suit and work attire, professional attire. But it also applies to women. And I think, thankfully, the trend is improving for women to get clothes that are customized for our particular figures and shapes, and a lot of resources out there, because it's a matter of getting that right fit, playing to your strengths, and maybe shortening or lengthening a hemline so that it hits in the right space. So as you approach looking for that right fit for your clothes, they're going to give you a much better presentation by how something is fitting, and then find either a good mender, alterations person that can be your go-to. Otherwise, I think safety pins are like the best invention ever in the world. So often in a pinch, a safety pin will do the trick. So although I recommend doing it professionally and getting it done, because you will wear your clothes better if you really pay attention to how your clothes are fitting. And as we've talked about with men, the bigger, boxier shirt, if they're a larger man, isn't necessarily a better fit for them. If they're going to look heavier than if they would actually get a custom shirt that is closer to their body. So this would be true for women. Just paying attention to how the clothes fit on your frame is one of the most important, key, crucial things for having a successful presentation in your clothes as communication. So with that bit of information and my trending on fashion, we will wrap up here on Tamara Lee's Trend On. Next week, our guest will be Tariq Saleh, and he is a personality, TV personality, dynamic guy, just into a lot of things from Washington, D.C. I believe he was one of the Washington House or Washington, D.C. White House party crashers. So we're going to get the scoop behind the scoop on all that nonsense with our guest Tariq next week. So come back and join us on Tamara Lee's Trend On, live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Link Local Network. Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Have a great week, everybody.